à tous, c'est Jean. Today we continue last time we did two beats sentences, and now we're going to do three beats sentences. So I'm gonna say a few sentences with one, two, three, four words. It depends on the number of words, but there will always be three beats. A beat is like a syllable, you know, and each beat needs a vowel to exist, you know. It's the vowel that creates the beat. Example. Last time we saw the word bonjour, bonjour. So when you say bonjour, you have two vowels. You have on and ou. Bonjour, bonjour. And you have two beats, okay? When you speak faster, this word will change. Just have one beat. Jour, jour madame, jour. So we emphasize the second one, we just drop the first beat and it becomes one, okay? So that's the difficulty. We'll see that in the future episode. But now let's focus on the number of beats, which is three today. I'm gonna repeat sentences. I'm gonna say sentences that you can repeat. I encourage you to repeat. Listen to this episode again and again. It will help you. And don't think too much. First, repeat. And then you can maybe think. I'm gonna give a transcript of this episode for you to maybe practice by yourself. So, c'est parti. T'es trempé. T'es trempé. T'es trempé. It's a good guess, you know. Also, what does it mean, you know? Sometimes it's hard for you to know. I didn't select easy sentences. I select just natural ones. So it's to help you, you know, to face the most realistic environment. Pas tout de suite. Pas tout de suite. Pas tout de suite. Y a pas de quoi. Y a pas de quoi. Y a pas de quoi. Il se lève tôt. Il se lève tôt. Il se lève tôt. Entre là-dedans. Entre là-dedans. Entre là-dedans. Votre échange. Votre échange. Votre échange. Tremblement de terre. Tremblement de terre. Tremblement de terre. I'm not going to give you the meaning of that. I think you should get the transcript and check it out. Because the problem, if you know the meaning first, you will, you know, get the image of the word coming to in your mind, and then you will try to pronounce according to this image and not according to what I said, you know? So repeat, even though you don't know what it means. This is the trickiest part. I think that's where most of us, we struggle. It's hard to repeat, say something that you don't even know what you're saying. But work on that, it will help you. On continue. C'est étrange. C'est étrange. C'est étrange. J'en ai marre. J'en ai marre. J'en ai marre. J'entre à pied. J'entre à pied. J'entre à pied. J'entre à pied. Moi non plus. Moi non plus. Moi non plus. On s'ennuie. On s'ennuie. On s'ennuie. Un sac lourd. Un sac lourd. Un sac lourd. Ouf ce sac. Ouf ce sac. Ouf ce sac. À tout de suite. À tout de suite. À tout de suite. Je me lève tôt. Je me lève tôt. Je me lève tôt. So here, je me lève tôt, you have four words. Four words, but three beats. Okay? You will see that in the transcript. We'll talk about this a bit later, but now first, just repeat the words, the pronunciation, actually, not even the words, but repeat the beats. And next time, we'll do four beats, and also I will explain to you a bit more about how we go from slow French to quicker French, okay? So I think that's it for today. Just focus on the three beats. The rhythm is really important. So 1 2 3, 1 2 3, 1 2 3. You should have this in this melody, this rhythm in your mind, okay? Previous episode was 2. Now it's 3. You can clap your hand. Clap your hands if you want, you know, or you know, yeah, just do the beat with your hands or with anything, you know. If it can help, you can also tap on your chest, you know. Okay, so let me know if you have any question. Leave a comment in the comment section of this episode. If you feel that this episode is useful for you, rate. Leave a review, and je vous souhaite bon courage et à la prochaine fois.